Rabbeinu says,
the
person always runs to Hashem. The more people argue on someone,
do
they get him closer to Hashem?
Because
Hashem is everywhere. The aspect that Hashem, even if you go up to the heavens, or to the lowest place, Hashem is always there. Comes out. Wherever you go to Hashem. That's what it says about power. Baal came close. He got Am Yisrael close to Hashem. So the Holy Rebbe teaches us everything that happens to us just to get us close to Hashem. Tonight is Rosh Chodesh Sivan. There's a minute to dive in the tefillah of the Shlach Kadosh. And now there's even a little bit of da'at in us. Diving for the children once a year is good, but it's very far from what we really need to dive in. Very, very far. And our children have daven every single day, literally.
The
person has to make himself in order. Also in his prayer, in Shemoneh Esrei, and also in his Yigdolus. He davens every day in his children. Daven on all your children every day. Also on the good children that you have.
That's why there's
2 weeks before the stipler passed away, someone came over to him and asked him a good advice for education, for chinuch for the children. The stipler told him, I still daven, he says, every day that my chaim ke will be a tamid chacham. His chaim ke is Reb Chaim Kanievsky. We wish we will be tamid chacham like Reb Chaim Kanievsky. He finishes the shas every year. And he still was davening for him that he will be a tamid chacham. That's an answer of a true father, a real father. His whole life he's davening for his children. Even when they became Gdolei Yisrael, became big, he still continues davening for them. Another Moso. Each and every one of us. And the children are young and in a big danger to go off. This generation, the dangers are huge. The risk.
We
saw this about what Chazal said. The bigger you are, you have a bigger Yetzirah. The explanation is on people. If you're greater than your friend, you became a lower, higher level. You have a higher Yetzirah. Regarding children, the more the child grows up more and more, his Yetzirah grows with him. And that's why the difficulties in the education just go and grow. when they're little, so there's small problems. When they're big, so there's bigger problems. That's why you must know all the time. Of course, the importance to everything we're learning about education, especially Rav Auschwitz's book itself, the education book.
But
even after all, the main thing is prayer. The main thing is prayer. So you're giving a story. Didn't hear the Rebbe. One of the Rebbes, a Jew, did a favor. So the Tzaddik wanted to give him back to appreciate the appreciation. So the Tzaddik told him, Tell me what could I give you, a bracha for something? What are you asking for? I'll give you. I'm asking that the Rebbe will give me a bracha that my children will be good children. So the Rebbe told him, good children, it's not by blessing. Good children, you have to daven every single day. Of course, the blessing could help, but it's not enough. Like what Rav just said. Of course, the tefillah of the Shlah once a year is very good. It's very important. It's a very special time in Erev Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Chodesh. That's not enough. We have prayers every single day. Praiseworthy is the one who will merit to be simple and literally daven for children every single day. He saw some Rav writing that you have to get your children to get used to saying the tefillah of the Shlah every single day. Of course, everyone should say that tefillah l'shlah and other prayers, but the main thing is the personal prayer, not the prayers which are written. Especially at the end of Shmona Esrei, a person could add, Chaim said that every single Shmona Esrei, every single Shmona Esrei, he daven also on his children with tears. We're chonen adat. A person merits to feel how much the children need that, and he pours tears. That my children get close to the work of Avid Bodedu, Tefillah. The tshuva, they could. Tzaddikim which married their children are also tzaddikim. The tzaddikim which cried that their children will be tzaddikim. We need to know says in the, about the pasuk. And the person shouldn't wait till he becomes old to educate his children. When they're still young, he should educate them. When he is young and when his kids are young. When he has koch. Now, a nice, wonderful thing I saw. That what Yosef HaTzadik said. Two places in the Bible it says the word Keshuva attached. One by Yosef, Yaakov Avinu, he says he's attached to Yosef Yehuda. Yehuda told Yosef HaTzadik about Binyamin that he can't bring him down because his Yaakov's soul is attached to Binyamin's soul. There's another pasuk about attached. If a kid merits, and a parent merits, the kid is attached to the father. And if not, so the kid is attached to the tzahar. A person needs to see how his soul will be attached to his kid's soul. And he'll daven for them, be with them. It says in Sefer HaMidot that you daven about someone. Binyamin, it says that he was a Nal, he was a youngster. But he was attached to Yaakov, and if not, he did not attach to his father. The stupidities. It's either attached to the stupidity, to the Yetzirah, or attached to the father. So as you see, and you have love between him and his children, not fights. Someone davens on his children, and his kids love him. So Rabbeinu said in Sefer HaMidot that when you daven about someone, it causes the person to love you, the person you're davening for. How will a kid love his father? Because the father, he puts in a lot of prayers every day, so the kid will love his father. That's a rule. It's a rule in nature. You daven about someone, even if he doesn't know about it, he loves you. You daven about your child every single day, and he'll love you. He will be attached to you. And then Then go take a walk with him, talk with him, to eat with him, to sit with him, to just sleep, to wake him up, to give him a hug. With love, to speak nice words. Come, sweetheart, come, I love you. There's no three options. Only two options. Either he's attached to you or he's attached to the other side.
Yes.
Another wonderful thing I saw. It says in Masechet Avot. So Nakot. Father which hits his child. And a Rebbe who hits his students. It looks like he's supposed to beat up your child. But today, in our days, you don't use sticks. And it says in Zechariah, there's two types of sticks. One, in the olden days, the stick which, the beating stick worked. Let's say it worked. In our generation, definitely, only the stick which is called Noam, pleasantness. Only through pleasant relationship between the father and his son. He brings a story about a child. A child from a very important family. The kid was doing problems in the school and in the yeshivas, and they threw him out from a few schools. No one agreed to accept him. After all, it's a very important family. And one yeshiva was a very important yeshiva. After they begged and they cried, he was able to go in. The Rebbe went out for a few minutes to take off during the class. He left the kids in class. And the other kid, that kid was doing big troubles. When the Rebbe came back and he saw the problem that happened, all the kids understood it now. This kid is gone. He's finished. That's his end in this yeshiva. But this Rebbe, Hashem gave him. He didn't say a word. At the end of the class, Rebbe invited the kid to his private room. And the Rebbe tells, "Child, let's review what we learned." Start reviewing. And the kid started burst out crying. Why? The whole shiur, he was nervous. He was expecting a yell, he was expecting something. He was sure that immediately when he has opportunity, they'll give him what he needs to give him. And now, who knows what else? The whole shiur. He was in fear what my parents are going to say, what's going to be. Now, the Rebbe called into the room, he was expecting. And suddenly, the Rebbe is just reviewing the Gemara with him. That's what I deserve. I don't deserve this. So that changed him into he became a good kid afterwards. You have to be smart with your kids. Not to be right with your kids, not to be right, but to be smart with them. You're right, your kid did a bad thing, you're right. But you might lose your kid by being right. Be smart. The way of pleasantness. Of course, each thing according to the matter, exactly what happened. Sometimes what is that? A kid has a spirit of foolishness. He doesn't have a da'as. He's not an adult. If you're able to give him da'at with sticks, let's buy baseball bats and beat them up. Yeah, yalla. That's the way, okay? Every day we'll have an hour of exercise on the kids to beat them up. But really, you just have to think, how am I going to, not to punish him, how am I going to put in him knowledge of Hashem? How am I going to do it? To give him will that he will want to serve Hashem. How do I get it into him? I'm not going to write in the if all the murderers of the world, all the cruel people in the world will get together and they'll do to me the worst things. It's not going to be reaching the level of what I do to myself if I do even one sin. That's what he yamins in the Likutei Tefillot. All the murderers, all the cruel people in the world. Is it the worst thing? I'm not going to do. When I sin, I do more than that. Because the mercy is, Rabbeinu says, you got a person out of his sin. You see a person sinning, that means he's committing suicide. I don't know what to call him. He's slaughtering himself. He's murdering himself. He's cutting himself alive. Cutting himself from Hashem. When I say Hashem forgive us, if we send it already, it's the worst thing. The worst punishment is the fact that we sin. The fact that we sin already, we got the worst punishment in the world. It's the worst punishment. Listen, you look at God, about his children, about the education, educating the children. How do I look at the child? One of his children needed to get a punishment. So he used to do the same punishment he gave the child, he gave himself also. He wanted to show the kid that even though I have no choice, I have to punish you. I want to show you I'm not enjoying the fact that you're being punished. You see, I'm doing it to myself also. Also, it means that if you're still doing these things, so me, the father, I probably didn't do tshuva yet. If the kid's still sinning, that means the father didn't do tshuva yet. You don't have enough Yirat Shamayim. Unfortunately, the past few months, like about every 2 days, a baby dies in this country. in a weird way. Every day, 2 days, 3 days.
But
in the car, or drowning, or stam dying, all kinds of things. I thought to myself, what is Hashem hinting to us here?
Chazal teach us,
Hashem gave the Torah to Am Yisrael.
He told them,
give me a guarantee. You're saying so expensive, I want a guarantee that you're going to keep it. Not only guarantors, you need all the guarantors to the guarantors. Giving you treasures, the Torah.
So
they told him, our children will be the guarantors.
It's
not stand that Hashem's taking the guarantors.
He
has to awaken all of us.
We
must do tshuva by the learning Torah, by serving Hashem. That was Elvish Chodesh Sivan. Time to do tshuva.
Do
tshuva about Bitul Torah. And not keeping the Torah. Like my Omer, I said, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, he said, me and my son, he said, me and my son, why not leave me alone? Because me without my son is nothing. Even Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, him alone without his son, he's nothing, only with his son. How are you going to come upon be a father without the child? I was just now in Chutzla, I was giving classes. I had moments that I felt despair. I fell my knowledge completely. Yeah, I was broken. I saw the difficult situation of Am Yisrael. I was completely broken. I strengthened myself. Still, we still see results. And many people do listen and do get close, do change.
Sure.
The darkness is big also. Truth is, we need to do halal every day. The truth is, the fact that we're just living it out of the sky. Should not be stupid. We're losing our children because of our tivus. The main thing is to believe in the tzaddikim. To believe in the chachamim.
Without
believing in the chachamim, you can't. Someone knew that there will be all these internet and iPhones and all these things. 10 years ago, 20 years ago? Telephone was a chiddush. Telephone 20 years ago was a chiddush. And what happened? Someone released the tzaddikim.
Chachamim
decide. What yes, what no. What's the truth? And what is forbidden? They decide. They told us it's forbidden. It's forbidden. This is permitted. It's permitted. Because we don't know what's going to be. This is going to go and
it's
gonna get worse. We don't know what's going to be. Nesicha from Rabbeinu. I never understood until this generation, until now. I understand that when Mashiach comes, the person will have a private aircraft, and he has a question for someone at the other end of the world, he'll do that immediately. I never understood that. What a private vehicle. It's not so far. Each one has a car, so each one will have a private vehicle. It's weird. What Albin was talking about 200 years ago. Even now. But we have to know, we have to be simple and innocent and listen to what Tzaddikim tell us. In order to strengthen our community, to strengthen our community, to protect it, especially our children. Right? I created the Vada, and I don't know how to say it in English. A spiritual Vada, being people in charge from above. Everyone wants to be under this Vada, under this crew. The committee will be in charge, including me. Everyone will be under this committee, including my wife and I, and my children, will be under this committee. They say go right, you go right. They say go left, we'll go left. Literally. All of us, including me and my wife and my children, a whole family, grandchildren, all will be under this committee. They will say what is permitted, what is not. And everyone has to listen to this Vada. We all have to be smart. To help everything which is good, to help, not to go against. Not to be stupid. Not to be fools. To go against, to be rebellious. No, this now you're doing this, no, I don't want. Put down your head. Accept. Go. Be happy with everything good that's going on. What could be? What might be? The more you protect our community, the more you protect our children, the gain is all ours. In such a generation that is so dangerous. Whatever they tell us, even me, whatever they tell us. What do we care this for? We just want to serve Hashem. We want to pass this world. Hashem, every day that we pass with some Yiras Shamayim, some learning, something. At the end of the day, we have to do a halal. With a bracha. And it's not enough. One day with Yiras Shamayim. We're asking for everyone to anticipate, to participate. First of all, to listen to them. And if you hear someone talking against them, say, no, why are you saying against? Listen to what they're saying. Don't be stupid. If someone is arguing against the Vada, he's arguing against me. Quarreling against me. All they're doing is for our eternal benefits. Not to be lazy. Not to be lazy. Not to be rebellious. Don't be. When I was far from Judaism, the army used to call me Yerat Tov Yerushalayim, meaning I was a very good kid. I did what they told me to do. I always listened. Whatever they told me, I did. Always. They told me I did. That's why everyone, that's how wherever I went, I was the best. I just listened to whatever they told me. I was the best. Over here, I became a. When a person is a good person from Shamayim, they do good with him. When a person is rebellious from Shamayim, they rebel against him as well. And it's not going to help you if you're rebellious. Anyways, whatever the committee does, that's what it's going to be. You can either accept it with Emuna, or you can rebel. Fine, you can be against the Rav. It's your own problem if you're against the Rav. In the army, they used to say, "This thing is you can't. You can't means you don't want." Even in other places, we can learn good things out of them. Even in the army, you can learn. There's nothing as you don't want, and you can't. If you can't, you don't want, then it's your own problem. So we're asking from everyone. Everyone. On Sunday, all the parents are going to get a takanon, a rules. They listen to it, and they bring it back signed. If someone doesn't bring it back, it's not going to. His children are not going to go into the school without signing. Sometimes you need the right hand to bring you close, and the left hand to push you away. We're all one big family. We want to succeed, and the whole family of Chut Shechezel will succeed. All the children will go in the way of Hashem. Grow to be Chachamim, serving Hashem. Amen. Go through this world with even if they tell us not to have cell phones at all, whatever they say, I don't care. I just waste my time. I'll doubt that the committee will say not to have cell phones at all. Doubt that Hashem given their heart that we shouldn't have cell phones at all in this place. Who needs it to waste our time? Anything you want to learn Torah. That's all we want. We want to learn Torah. We want to serve Hashem. We want to be with Yiras Shamayim. We want to be holy. We want to be pure. We want to be cleave to Hashem. We establish a bituach, insurance. No one can say that parnasa. There's insurance. You go 3 hours every day. You get a certain amount of money. Regardless if you made the money or not, the yeshiva will give you if you didn't make the money. If I open this yeshiva to everyone, you'll have 100,000 people standing here for this. No one can complain, it doesn't have work. It doesn't have a panasa. I spoke to someone to help me out. He could donate money for this. I told him 40 shekels. 40 shekels? I said, no, man. I thought maybe it's too low. I said, 50 shekels. I said, what? Who pays so much this day? They said, we'll pay 20 shekels per hour. No one can come to me and tell me I don't have to pay rent. Go 4 hours a day, 5 hours a day, you'll have money. 2 hours, 200 shekels a day. Maybe 3,000 shekels a month. Do whatever you want. Don't tell me I don't have money. You have here what to do. They have a guarantee. Insurance, they for sure are going to get the money. Each one according to his level of his emuna. If you can bring two prayers, your shefa, good. And if not, go work. Don't say I don't have an answer. Go work. He's repeating himself. That's everyone, they were all married to receive Chag HaShavuot. It's a very high thing, Shavuot. You can reach the 50th level of Bina. You're married to get all the highest lights of Shavuot. To receive the Torah from anew. We're married our whole life. Us and our children, our great grandchildren, our descendants, all know Hashem and learn His Torah Lishma. Amen.